Well, now, Gary and Derwood, we're going to see you tomorrow. I'll hear you tomorrow, too. Rosie, at this moment, there seems to be a big opportunity here for a couple of bright, talented, energetic entertainers.
You mean us?
Well, we're energetic, anyhow. We certainly don't mean the Bobbsey twins.
Help yourself to the mic, Mr. Energy.
Yeah, thank you. I shall.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find that happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven. And the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's salty streak. When we're up together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half so much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or creek. But I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together romancing. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Well, now, friends, did you know, did you realize that a suit of armor belonging to King Henry VIII of England is doing its bit for space research?
Henry VIII armor figures in the space program?
Yep.
What are they going to do, put it in orbit?
Oh, girl. But the Air Research Manufacturing Company right here in L.A. has asked the Tower of London for details on Henry's armor. Just on the chance that his armorers might have some knacks of the trade that might just fit into the spacesuit design.
Say, what would a suit of armor weigh?
Well, they tell me this particular suit of armor Henry VIII had was, you know, the one in the Tower of London weighs 94 pounds.
Why, old Henry used to eat that much meat a day, didn't he?
Threw the bones over his left shoulder.
That's according to the way Charles Lawton played it.
They tell me Henry VIII would eat anything that didn't eat him first. They didn't have any outer space program in his day, but he managed to keep pretty busy right here on Earth, old Hen.
Yeah, Bing, you realize that Henry VIII was married 6 times?
Yes, I'll bet so did he. Get back to his suit of armor, Henry VIII's. What the space people are interested in is the beautifully articulated joints in the armor. In other words, it allows complete full mobility and yet covers every part of the body.
Like a spacesuit, you mean?
Yeah, as I say, their particular interest is in the joints.
Oh, I see. I suppose those joints are very important in armor because if they weren't made right, they'd pinch the wearer, wouldn't they?
In various places. And you, too, you just can't kick a suit of armor off.
You gotta have friends, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you find out who your friends are. You want to get out of a suit of armor.
Otherwise, they could just let you stay in there.
Yeah. Who's got the can opener? Anyway, I thought the folks might want to know that King Henry's armor is right up to date, joint-wise.
No pinching.
I wonder if we shouldn't put a song into orbit right now.
I think we ought to.
What's the best? the thing for you and myself, and I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me.
Message for you now, friends. Words and music calculated to give you pause for thought.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Time for Buddy Cole to dust off the keyboard, to limber up at the piano.
These are musical interludes I look forward to, and I'm sure you folks do, too. Buddy's more than a droid at the harpsichord. He's nimble, this kid.
September Good Housekeeping to help you lead the creative life you want to live. First of all, there's a Keep Young Guide to Happy Eating, 22 pages of wonderful food, including trim luncheon and dinner menus, and recipes that'll keep your family's health up, weight down, spirit sparkling. And handsome color pages of fall fashions, Town clothes that take you to the country beautifully. Country clothes that go anywhere in the city. Also, for those who may be wondering about the controversial new birth control pills, Good Housekeeping has a medically authoritative report. And don't miss the house for all seasons, with interiors beautifully presented in color. A down-to-earth dream house priced well within the reach of many young couples today. Also, Good Housekeeping brings you Let's Have a Draft for Girls by famed columnist and educator Max Lerner, a stimulating and forceful suggestion that a female home Peace Corps be drafted. All this and much, much more in September, Good Housekeeping. Buy your copy today.
Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. Je ne sais pas what to do. You know, you've completely stolen my heart. Morning, noon, and night time too. Toujours wondering what to do. That's the way I felt right from the start. Ah, chérie, my love for you is très, très fort. I just wish my French were good enough. I'd tell you so much more. But I hope that you comprehend all the things you mean to me. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. I love you. Yes, I do. You so much more, but I hope that you comprehend all the things you mean to me. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. I love you, yes, I do.
Baseball's the national pastime. Many folks prefer other sports. Whatever your preference, you'll find complete worldwide coverage of all sports from the CBS sports team. Baseball fans will have their innings this Friday evening, though, when Red Barber's Sportsorama looks in on the pennant races. It'll be exciting.
Why don't you give yourself half a chance? Love is waiting on the corner for you. Why don't you give yourself half a chance? Give me half a chance and I'll prove that to you. Don't be too hasty to not romance just because somebody couldn't be true. Why don't you give yourself half a chance? Give your heart a chance to find somebody new. Love on the road to recovery is the greatest single remedy yet. You'll make that very discovery if you give yourself a chance to forget. Why don't you give yourself half a chance? Then you'll realize it isn't the end. Not if you give yourself half a chance. Give your heart a chance to get back on the mend. Time to dry those two little weepers. Don't you cry, you two little peepers. Jeepers, show something more than tears. Someone who's waited for all these years. And now is this any way to start out? When I'm about to say it's you I'm crazy about. Secretly you've always been my one and only. Now's not the time for being lonely. Why don't you give yourself half a chance? Love is waiting on the corner for you. Why don't you give yourself half a chance? Give me half a chance and I'll prove that to you. Don't be too hasty in that romance just because somebody couldn't be true. Why don't you give yourself half a chance? Give your heart a chance to find somebody new. Love on the road to recovery is the greatest single remedy yet. Make that very discovery if you give yourself a chance to forget. Why don't you give yourself half a chance? Then you'll realize it isn't the end. Not if you give yourself half a chance. Give your heart a chance to get back on the mend.
Say, Rosie, this is Share the Song Week, I hear.
Is it really?
That's the rumor. What do you say we share a song anyway, huh?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to take a walk?
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's gonna rain?
Mm-hmm. How about a sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard the latest song?
A little high, isn't it?
A little bit.
But it's a very pretty strain.
Mm-hmm. Don't you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that.
Why, when you're strolling through the where's this, you need a who's this to lean upon.
But when you have no who's this to hug and what's this, gosh darn.
Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
Get a little black upstairs. Would you like to take a ride, dear?
Sitting by your side, dear.
Something good'll come
from that.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
Au revoir. Listen again now, won't you?